Phoenix FM.
And it's Alan with you on the Feel Good Saturday until 12 o'clock. And joined on the line now by Jane Hayes, who's the founder of a charity called Dog Watch. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Alan. It's actually Dog Lost.
Dog Lost. I do apologise. Dog not, Lost. I have got that written down. But,
and we're not a charity. We're just a free website.
You're not a charity, right? So
we don't charge.
Let's put that right. There's a particular reason we've got you on the line, actually. We'll find out a little bit more about Dog Lost and how that came about. But we've got a particular dog which has been stolen in our own area. Can you tell us about that, Jane?
Yes, it's a chocolate brown female cocker spaniel. There's a photograph of it on the website dogloss.co.uk. Now, she's quite elderly, she's deaf, and she also has a brain condition, so she's very distinctive. Her head lolls to one side. But, you know, these thieves snatched her in front of the owners, who are absolutely devastated and worried about her safety. And we're just appealing that if someone has seen this dog, please, please get in touch with us. Like I said, there's a photograph on the website if you want to make sure. Very distinctive tilt to the head. And I'm sure, using your listeners, we can get a result here.
I've seen the picture myself. She's a lovely looking dog. And as you say, very distinctive, the way that her head tilts to the side. And she was taken from Paddam's Green, which is near Mount Nessing. That's on Monday, wasn't it?
That's right. She was snatched by some people in a grey diesel-type van.
Why would somebody want to steal a dog like that?
Well, unfortunately, we're seeing it. We're getting up to 30 dogs a day and that have been smashed. I think it's the recession and people are trying to make money. They are either selling the dogs on in local pubs or car boot sales, or, worryingly, now they're realising the owner's going to pay more, so they're waiting for reward posters to come up. And then, miraculously, they've just found the dog. Even though the dog has a tag on or a microchip, you know, they haven't bothered with that until the reward money goes up.
And Jane, what is the what is your website? You say that that Molly's picture is on the website. Give us the details of that.
Yes, it's doglost.co.uk. And what we appeal for is if your viewers could join us. It's a free site. But if you register with us, we can email you details of all these dogs that have been stolen, because there's nothing like other dog owners to notice new dogs arriving. And just using this system, we've helped over 16,000 dogs get back to their owners.
My goodness.
Dog owners notice new dogs.
You're a nationwide organisation, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. How did it come about?
I had my dog stolen, so I know exactly what this owner is going through. It took me 6.5 weeks to retrieve my dog, and it was through total strangers. Other dog owners that saw me putting up posters, that took posters off me and put them up themselves, that I eventually got a call saying that they knew where my dog was, with these people who didn't even know what breed it was, and it was a miniature French bulldog, quite a rare breed. Mm. But this lady, who knew where my dog was for 6.5 weeks, had been ringing daily all the places I was ringing, the dog wardens, the pound, the police stations, but nobody connected the reports. So I thought, oh my God, in this day and age, I can't believe we're relying on pens and papers to get our most precious possessions back. There needs to be an internet site. And it's working brilliantly, because as soon as we get a missing dog in, a poster's formed for the owner, because they're in no state to do it themselves. We can press a button, within seconds, it's emailed out to other dog owners in the area. They then start using Facebook and the social network sites, because we've got a share button on the site. And before you know it, these dogs are getting far too hot to handle. We know that the dog thieves are monitoring our site, and quite often now, if they see a dog go up, it's dumped back in the back garden, because they just know they're not going to get away with it. And I think in this day and age, people are fed up of being victims, but when it comes to stealing dogs, they've gone one step too far. And I'm sure everyone listening who is a dog owner will understand what I mean. The other
Absolutely.
Half of the audience are probably thinking, it's just a dog.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not a dog owner myself, but I can understand that it must be absolutely heartbreaking. It's one thing to lose a pet, which must be bad enough, but to have it stolen in this way must be terrible. When dogs are stolen and they are found again, do they tend to be prosecutions?
Very rarely, because unfortunately, dogs are classified as property, but they're the only property that can move on their own. Now, even if you catch someone red-handed with your dog, they're not going to put their hands up and go, fair cop, I stole it. Mm. It walked up to me.
Mm.
So it's very, very hard.
So they would claim that they'd found the dog or whatever.
But on saying that, Essex Police have been very good lately, and they've been acting on information we've given them, but it's up to the general public to give us the information that we can give to the police so they can get prosecutions. The only way this is going to stop is if we start getting custodial sentences. Now, the first police force we worked with was down in Kent, and it's almost stopped in Kent now because they've acted on information that, you know, dog owners will give to us but maybe won't ring the police. So we can sort of put it all together, give it in a file to them. And with the result, they've had 5 prosecutions this year, 1 custodial, and the word has got around the community. Oh dear, let's go back to nicking lawnmowers. It's far safer than nicking dogs.
Well, that's real progress, isn't it?
It is, and
I guess that's something that you're looking for other forces around the country to
absolutely
to take up as well.
But again, we need the information. We need Joe Public out there to tell us what's going on. When it's in confidence, we won't give your names out. But if you see someone that's been having different dogs coming in and out, let us know, because one day, if you're a dog owner, it might be you.
Yeah. Jane, you must be working on this full-time, pretty much.
It doesn't stop. 6 in the morning till about 10 at night, every day of the week.
Really? So you're absolutely passionate about this. I think that's absolutely tremendous.
We can do something to help these owners, and even though sometimes you're absolutely shattered and you think, I can't take another phone call, you know that we've got the ability to help.
Now, you said you're not a charity. I mistakenly introduced you as a charitable organisation.
No, we're not. We are not tied up in red tape.
What about funding?
Like I say, we rely on donations, but we don't get many in. There's certainly not enough to cover. So what we've done now is we've started to get advertising on site, and we're hoping as the site is growing at such a rate, we shall soon be able to support all the bills ourselves.
Right, well, very best of luck with that. It's a tremendous thing that you're doing. I must say, I'd never heard of Dog Lost, so it's an eye-opener for me. Before you go, do just remind us about Molly.
Molly is a Cocker Spaniel, and she was stolen from Paddams Green, Chelmsford, on the 29th of August by some guys in a grey diesel-type van. She's deaf, she's 8 years old, and she has a problem with her head that she cannot hold it up straight. It's gone to one side. We would love to reunite this dog.
And presumably Molly needs special medication, maybe, or special care, does she?
The owners are very worried that her condition will deteriorate.
Right, and if anybody thinks they might recognise the description, they think they might know where Molly is, what should they do?
You can either get in touch with the owner directly, her contact details are on the website, or you can ring us in confidence.
Give us your number, Jane.
0844 800
3320.
3220. Oh, hang on. Yep. 3220.
I will put your details onto our own show page here at phoenixfm.com.
Yep. I've been up since about 5 o'clock this morning.
You have a busy life. Jane, very much appreciate you joining us this morning. We'll certainly do our best to find Molly and put her back in her rightful place.
Thank you
so much for joining us, and the very best of luck with all your work.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.